Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Nation by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
For the next hour or so, we're going to hang out, we're going to roll some dice, we're going to have some laughs, and we're going to play some Hashadadahark. If you're enjoying this and you want to support the creators that you love, creators like us, head to jointhenaish.com, and for the low, low price of $12 a month, you can get access to everything we've ever published ad-free, including exclusive episodes weekly, bone cont, the whole nine yards. 10 years we've been doing this. 11. Coming up on 11.
Coming up on 11.
60 plus systems growing by the day. Jointhenaish.com. Also.
That's a lot of systems.
That's so many systems.
That's so many systems.
I have a piece of gum on this D6.
Ew, you actually do.
And I don't know if the plan is
dirt
to.
Bird? That's gross.
Oh, I didn't want to get up and throw it away. And I'm like, maybe I want it after the ep.
Oh,
or between breaks. I might want to just get a couple chews in.
On your dice that you
put it on a die, on your split the party die, your famous split the party die.
Cover I don't
want
it up.
No, I want you guys to look at it.
Oh,
in fact,
it's nasty.
I'm
going to
put it right here.
It looks like, it looks like a piece
you
of.
You know what this
flesh.
Dice says? Hey, don't forget to go to youtube.com/theglasscannon and subscribe there. Yeah, too.
Cover it up.
It looks like a living brain.
Leave us a review.
Well, now I can't see it.
Though. It looks like
this
it
is good.
Yeah, right there. That's why you should never touch another man's dice. You know what you should do though, when you're not touching another man's dice, subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Maybe go to IG.
A review, Matthew.
Give us a follow. Oh.
I do have a review. This one comes to us from MV Batiste.
Thank you, MV Batiste. Ooh.
5 stars.
Sounds French.
Batiste.
One word. Dot, dot, dot. That's the title.
Okay.
Here's the text. Tuxt? Tuxt?
Tuxt.
Text. Here's the text. Yuckin.
Oh. Yuck. As in it up.
It up.
Oh,
oh with two K's. Oh, because you were yucking.
I used to
in
yuck
the
it
old
up.
Version
yeah.
of
they
the
actually did write with a CK.
Oh, no.
That's not how you spell that.
I think they mean Y-U-K-K-I-N.
Oh, I okay. Oh, I do C-K-I-N apostrophe.
Really?
I guess you can do K-K.
Yuckin. Huh? Oh, I guess.
Are there, is it CKA for Waka Waka?
Or Waka Waka, W-O-C-K-A.
Oh, I thought it was K-K-A.
It's a W-A-K-K-A.
I was also thinking of the
Waka Waka. Oh, no, it is K-K-A.
The Shakira song. Remember the World Cup Shakira song from years ago?
first time to Africa.
This time
is she talking
Africa.
About people left?
Is she talking about Fozzie Bear?
She says Waka Waka.
Yeah.
Really?
She says Waka Waka.
Shakira, Fozzie.
No.
Notoriously does not like Shakira.
Who? Oh,
I like Shakira.
Matthew.
I just didn't know she had a
Matthew.
She,
Matthew, do your hips lie?
My hips do lie.
My hips,
I have the least flexible hips of any person on planet Earth.
Guys, like a
like an old man.
You like a pool or a beach?
For what?
Beach for swimming in the summer.
I love playing in the waves.
Mm.
Or I used to before I almost drowned.
Did you almost drown recently?
Like 7 years ago.
Oh really?
Whoa!
Yeah.
You pulled undertow. Or the riptide.
I remember this.
In New York?
Riptide is no joke.
Out in Long Island. And I love jumping around in the waves.
Yeah.
And I got a little too enthusiastic on a day where I shouldn't have been doing it and came way too close to drowning to death in the ocean.
Does the riptide pull you under or pull you out?
It pulled me out. Out. And I can't really swim.
But once you're out, can't you just be like, I just
No, because it's so hard to swim against
it. As you're swimming back, it keeps pulling you back.
But you swim, that's why you swim horizontal to the
shore. You're supposed to swim even further out, then you swim horizontal to escape the riptide. But you panic and you
get tired. Then the sharks get you, or the jellyfish.
You're right.
Yeah.
You panic, and then also, like, you tire yourself out. You'd be shocked how fast you get tired, even as an adult. Like, you just start to drown.
Yeah.
To your pool.
No, on beach.
Okay.
I'd rather die.
I'd rather die.
In a pool.
The thrill is part of the joy.
Yeah, I've been caught in it too. We used to call it when we were kids the washer and dryer, because if you get caught in the wave as it's going.
That part's fun.
You can't tell. The scary part is, though, if it's a big wave, like you can't tell up or down.
Yeah, that's all the bubbles.
Sometimes you hit your head and like, especially surfing and stuff. But I was caught one time in the washer dryer and I like came up. I had swallowed seawater. Like I came up and I was like, and I like couldn't talk. I like crawled onto the beach and I like couldn't speak.
How old were you?
10 maybe.
Wow.
It was scary though, but I still love the beach.
Yeah.
Matthew. Love the beach.
To swim, beach. To sit beside, pool.
Okay.
Oh, I love the pool too.
You don't like sitting beside a beach?
I mean, I enjoy the view.
Yeah.
But like, it's hot and there's sand.
Yeah, it's a little unclean.
I like to be able to like retreat to air conditioning for a minute.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom first.
Yeah, I hear you.
Unclean.
I hear you.
I love swimming. I like love diving waves. That's my favorite thing ever.
Oh yeah,
it's riding the waves. Experience.
Or like, or getting tossed around.
Yeah, just getting ragdolled.
Yeah, washer dryer.
Wave pool.
Gross.
Okay.
Yeah, if you had your own private wave pool, you'd be
private wave pool. Fine.
Unnatural.
Yeah. It was actually we had like Waterworld in Denver growing up, which is what they were making fun of. There's an episode of South Park where they make fun of it. It was that water park. And it was like, really hadn't occurred to me as a kid how 90% of the liquid in that pool was urine.
Yeah, I don't do public pools. Joe, do you like a pool or a beach? I mean, who doesn't like both? Well, you got to pick.
I like beach. I'm going to go beach, full beach.
Full beach.
But I got to say.
You're doing the full beach?
Full beach.
Never go full beach.
I did just suddenly find myself.
He sure is.
I did suddenly find myself like descending into a little depression as you talked so joyfully about diving through the waves.
You'll never dive again?
Not this year.
Not with one arm.
Oh.
I think I'm out this summer.
Wait, you think that this is going to be the whole summer we're going to watch, look at this?
The whole summer, yeah.
You're going to force us to look at you like this for the next 6 months?
No. No, this will go away. But I don't think
you don't
large
think
large wave cresting in front of you. I don't think the this
or like putting your arms above your head
is
to
in
dive
my future this summer.
Wow.
Yeah, no diving. They say it's going to be minimum 4 months till you're even basically back.
Well, think
to movement.
If we amputated the arm, you could be in the pool tomorrow.
Yes, that is a good point.
Maybe not tomorrow.
Maybe not a couple
by the summer.
Anyway, love the ocean. I like your comment. To swim, not to sit by. Sometimes sand bothers me, but I love the vibe of the beach so much. And pools bother me. But I think that there is, and I remember this from when I was a kid, the value of the pool is so drastically increased by the beach. If you go right from the beach
to a
pool,
that's
the best pool.
Oh,
because it's just like it's so much warmer, and you're out of all the sand and everything.
You're just like, so nice.
Yeah, this is so nice and calm.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally, I'd rather be at a beach.
Me too.
What about you, Troy?
I think it's tough. I love them both, but I'm gonna go beach. Even though it's just nature's
full beach
toilet. It's I love.
Yeah, but the pool is man's toilet.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I'll take nature's toilet.
I love
the whole world is nature's toilet. Yeah.
I look forward to having a pool someday. I do want a pool. Because I would use it constantly. Yeah. We had an above ground pool, but it was great. We loved it, and I look forward to that. But I just love the whole beach life. I love beach life. I love being down there.
I know.
It's a whole different world.
It's so tempting to just like uproot your life and just make that your life.
Right. And like, you're 3 days in, you're like, I never want to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't uproot.
You don't want to live on the coast. I mean, I guess you kind of
We live
do.
On an island.
You can whenever you want go
surf.
Yeah,
we can go to the beach and go surfing. But I think I agree with Choi where it's like, it's special. Like you pack the car up, you pack the cooler, you get the chairs, and then you
Food tastes different.
Yeah, like a sandwich on the beach.
Oh, a little bit of sand in it. It's okay.
And at the end of the day, when you're super dehydrated and you get that one drink and suddenly you're blasted.
Yeah.
like a
beachside bar and like a tiki drink and...
Also, you like
all that sugar.
Having a beer at 10 a.m. is not a big deal.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
Beach trip,
nobody
right?
Nobody looks at you twice.
Everybody's like, brother-in-law's popping one over at 9:30 in the morning. You're like, guess I'll wait till 10.
Someone breaks the seal. Like, well, not fans. Quite as degenerate as he is.
Playing cheeseburger in paradise, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't
I just
matter.
Don't see it as a special thing. Like, I think that like the people that I know that grew up on the beach or made their choice to live their adult lives
beach
on the
folk.
Beach. None of them are sick of the beach. You know, nobody's like, ugh.
That's true.
Not another day at the beach. They're like, this is the greatest place to live on earth.
Yeah, none of them hate it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, you can not go some days if you'd
like. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, like, I don't think that it gets too tired.
Until that first hurricane comes. Mm.
Yeah, well, so like, there's that.
Maybe a Hurricane Sandy will cast a minor damper on your lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the neighborhood I live in, Jersey, as Matthew knows, is famous for its horrific flooding. And like houses get swept away. You don't have to be at the beach to get flooded out.
Just be on a heavily saturated water table.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, man.
Well, we're getting close to beach season. I just can't stop thinking about it.
Oh. I know.
Just got to get through Gen Con. I'm gone. And then I'm Jen gone.
Jen gone. That's a great time too at the beach. Like it's hot, but the water's great.
Oh, yeah.
Water's bath water.
Then the water has finally warmed up.
Yeah. You go in June, it's like 85 degrees. You're like, oh man, the beach is great, but the water's freezing.
Yeah.
Wait till August. Man, it's awesome.
Also, the best waves down the shore are usually August.
Yeah. Exactly.
See you at the beach.
See you at the beach. I want to thank Pocket Hose for sponsoring this ep of the GCP. Oh, baby! You got to know I'm coming here talking about the world's number one expandable hose. You love you some Pocket Hose, I know you do, because why would you use a regular hose when you have a hose that fills with water when you want to water your lawn, your flowers, your veggies, whatever, and then drains as you finish and crumples all up into a sweet little compact, easily storable size. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal hose, and I highly recommend you check it out. But that's not all. Convenience isn't the number one thing here. We're also talking about strength with the new Pocket Hose Ballistic. It's a hose that is lined with a liquid crystal polymer, the same stuff that you use in bulletproof vests. Word on the street is it's 5 times stronger than steel. That's right. No matter how much you want to drag it around your driveway, your cement, your stoop, the corner of your house, it is not going to shred. It's not going to tear up. This thing is phenomenal. Plus, I can't get out of here without talking about the re-engineered thicker washers. Laugh at me if you want, but I've had some bad experiences with washers and hoses. Those of you that know, you get it. A re-engineered thicker washer that's going to resist leaks? Sign me up. Not only that, but the amazing free stuff that you get when you use our code. So here we go. And now, for a limited time, when you purchase a new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you'll get a free 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text GCN to 64000. That's GCN to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. Text GCN to 64000. Message and data rates may apply.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Oh, hey, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors for this Shadow Dark campaign, this final episode.
This final
Shadow
episode.
Dark
campaign. The Shadow Dark campaign.
I thought it was going to be last episode. We're exceeding expectations.
Yeah, shout out exactly. to Norse Foundry, sponsor number one, because I get to roll two dice now instead of one, which drastically increases my odds of success.
Yeah, I get to roll two dice too, but it drastically decreases.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
The number of dice is not the issue here.
You're doing it wrong.
You know what I just discovered? There are numbers on this die that are above 10.
That's crazy.
Fun.
When you turn it around, they really are there. That's a 19.
Why haven't you rolled any of those?
Great question.
Haven't seen a single one.
Also, shout out to Foundry Virtual Tabletop because, man, what's better than being in the dark and having it truly be, you can't see shit. All you see is your memory of the space.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I honestly think that the physical map in front of you in this particular situation, you're asking everyone to suspend disbelief, to imagine what their character sees, blah, blah, blah. And you can do that, of course, but like, it's amazing what this adds to it when you just can't see any allies or any friends. It really, immersive.
I love that you said it's your memory of the space because, yeah, you're not plunged into like complete darkness where you have no idea where you are in the world.
Yeah.
But for instance, I never saw Ellison go down that hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So on the map, I couldn't see his token. But I can see the end of the hallway because that's what I could have seen as Saint. Like,
you saw it before the lights went out.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool.
I mean, we can do a recap, but I think we should talk about, well, I don't know what should we talk about. Should we talk about your fears? No. Are you feeling really, not down in the dumps, but kind of like, oh boy.
I don't see the path out.
Yeah. Right?
There is a path out. I think it is
my
narrow.
My path is hidden.
Is it death?
I would say 15% chance of 15% chance of at least one of us surviving.
Here's what I'm struggling with. We don't, because we traveled through a portal, it's not even like we can, it's a race against the enemies to get to the door or to an exit. Like
we don't know.
No exit. So I feel very just like they're either going to kill us off quickly or they're going to kill us off really slowly as we walk around the map and discover things we weren't able to discover while we had the torch lit.
It would be as difficult for us to get out of this dungeon as it would be for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
I do not, however, feel downtrodden. I feel like this is a highly dangerous game. We were in a highly dangerous situation.
I'm excited
to charge into certain.
I want to be like, all right, Shadow Dark, bring it. Like, let me see.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
We should have maybe checked our torch inventory along the way.
I think you've learned some things, right?
I've learned a lot.
Really, we're talking about it's like, why did I waste all this fucking inventory space on spikes? We all should have been brought to nothing but torches.
Why did I not learn light, the spell light?
That also would have been.
Yeah. We did have two casters who could cast it.
Yeah.
When my basement flooded recently, I'm like, there's three or four things I'll make sure I never do again. And I feel like now that you've experienced this, you're like, there's a few things that we're never going to go into a dungeon without. But that's how you got to learn. That's how you got to learn.
That's as Gandalf says, the burns, the he who touches the hot stove, that is the best teacher.
Mm. Just as Gandalf says.
Yeah.
So wise.
Yeah.
You want to do the recap?
I can do a recap.
Medicaps.
I'm going to recap.
I'm assuming
you all need one.
Oh my God.
this might make a difference. This is why I gave us 15% chance instead of like five. So we began last week's episode in this room with a sarcophagus. Out from it rose this undead knight. This knight, green knight, the Order of Taragnus or Order of St. Idris. What did it actually decide?
A lot of things.
Correct.
The green knights.
Taragnus.
But what is their actual order?
St. Teragnus, apparently. So yeah, the Order of the Green Knights, it seems like.
All right, Order of the Green Knights.
I think we need to bring in the backup.
Right. No.
Sydney, you're
in. Recapper. Sydney, he said, sit in there, kid.
He said
some gum?
He said some things. The one thing he Give said was, none shall pass while the forest still stands. I've interpreted this to mean the forest is the Green Knights, perhaps, that they are.
Oh, that they're
holding. You know, they're, you know, you shall not pass as these people. Now, we also developed the theory that they're being attacked from an order that's separated from within their ranks, which I still think is an interesting.
Skid had mentioned a possible schism.
Schism. Yeah. Anyway, so.
He also described this particular knight.
Schismatic
some
order.
Sort of old interpretation of the symbol, sigil.
Yeah, and he had an antlered helm. Is that this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, he rose to attack us, and as he did, four skeletons in the room also kind of assembled, but they were incorporeal. Two of them became corporeal, and the other two stayed incorporeal, and they, when they touch you, can deal constitution damage.
Yes. Draining life.
So we wisely fled. However, we're in this crypt, and it's very narrow, and we only have the one torch. So we fled to the south in desperate hope of finding a portal back out of this crypt. We've yet to find that. We were chased down into a room, another crypt full of burial niches.
Yeah.
But where a battle was taking place between some of these Green Knights and this other order with a crudely drawn symbol on their chests. So Warwick and Ellison attempted to assist the Green Knights in this battle. They're all skeletal. They're kind of repeating this battle. And he quickly drew their ire. Ellison went down, and with him, the torch went out. And then everyone was plunged into darkness, and we are now finding ourselves crawling about the space, trying to find a torch, trying to relight it.
Trying to find an exit.
Saint opened a door.
We can't see the enemies. They can see us.
Everyone's in very rough shape, and we now have one bottle cap each, which is enormous.
Speaking of which, I'd like to play a game, which I don't know if we've played before.
Oh.
It's called Name That Character.
Oh
gosh.
Okay,
here we go. Matthew, name that character.
Is that Jane Lowe?
Nope.
Wait, can
you're
I see?
Out.
Can I see?
Sydney, name that character.
That's not AWOL, is it?
AWOL! Oh. Ding, 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 ding. Sydney gets it. Matthew,
she
you're
wins
out.
Another bottle cap.
She gets another bottle cap.
Oh.
Yes. he almost
we missed almost again.
Who's AWOL?
that's why I didn't even point it at you. I thought I had a chance.
AWOL from Blood of the Wild?
AWOL from Blood of the Wild.
I've seen this arc before.
Played by...
Joseph.
Yes.
What I was about to say.
Joseph.
I've only seen the art.
Joseph.
From the gauntlets.
Yeah. Yes.
And his hair is different.
His hair is different.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
It's a good name for a character.
It is.
All right, ready? You want to play the game?
I want to play. Well, hold Joe. On. Who do you think might not know the character? That's where you
Joe
have to start.
Joe has made the bottle caps. He knows the characters. Don't ask me.
I'll do you.
Okay. You have a flesh-colored giant D20?
Yeah.
It's hot. Yeah, give it a bounce. Oh,
I didn't want to. I got scared.
Look at that, huh?
Nice.
Name that
Estee
character.
Lauder.
Oh, that's the character of the Glass Cannon Network.
Yeah.
Go to joinannace.com. It's $12.
We have looks like my gum.
Don't. Oh, that was
shatters.
This is why. This is why.
Yep. Well, normally, I could reach that.
We'll never get it back
thank
now.
You.
Doesn't want to go. Thank you for letting me play with your flesh dice.
All right. Can we get going on this?
Yeah. You want to do this? You want to do this?
No. There's no
you
torch.
At home? There's no torch.
We're in darkness.
You it's at home?
I forgot one piece of information to recap. It's your turn.
Yes.
Oh.
That's
important.
That's a real pickle. I haven't put a lot of thought into what I want to do here because I'm just going to let her rip, as it were. So we've got several enemies here. First one is going to attempt to reach through Pharaoh's soul and take a piece of it along with him. Unfortunately...
I love how routine the drawing out of the soul has become. Right. Like, oh, first one's going to steal your soul.
Steal the soul.
Quick die roll with advantage.
With advantage, that's the brutal part.
This could be permadeath.
With a crit.
Yeah. This could be permadeath.
It's a natural 20.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's an 8. And a 20.
It's the advantage.
It's not permanent, though, right?
Well, it depends what you roll. If you roll a 1.
Well, how are you going to roll? If we get a 0 con, are we, actually, do we get death
rounds?
You roll
2 d4.
Yeah, you roll 2
You don't
d4.
Just double it, so that helps a little bit.
Yeah.
5 points of con damage.
Oh.
Pharaoh?
I'm dead.
No, you're not. How?
How many did you have? Five?
No, you didn't.
I knew it. I told you. Well,
does he get a death? Does he get death bounds, or is it just like instant permadeath?
I mean, I can't come back from this.
I think zero con is permanent.
Because you could only you can only
life drain death con. If reduced to zero con.
Oh.
They took his fucking soul, these assholes.
All right, this needs to be a moment here. This, you've been fighting in the dark. Pharaoh has done his best to, I think you were just like loading your crossbow after, you were turned undead. I tried to turn undead.
I failed. And then.
And then this cold, icy hand reaches into you. And what goes through your mind in this moment as you feel that life drain out of you?
I think he just, I mean, I think that at least for a moment, he just has to feel abandoned by his goddess, who he never chose, but had begun to embrace ever since his wisdom had increased, like he'd come. So yeah, I think like he is mechanically like one of the wisest people in the world.
So yeah, for real.
I think he, For a moment, he feels like that. Oh, how? Why have you forsaken me here in the depth of darkness? But then, as his soul begins to leave his body, he discovers how much the depth of his faith that he's developed, and he releases. He releases his being into what he believes will be the waiting arms of Eden as he passes out of this world, goes willingly into the next.
Those of you in the room, you just hear the sound of like flesh slamming against pavement. Poof, stone. Somewhere deeper in the room, you know that a body has fallen. The bodies have fallen before. Been journeying together for over a week at this point. Maybe longer.
I think it's longer now. Maybe not much.
People have gone down. They always come back. In the darkness, you do not know. But there is no coming back from this. Allison, you feel that same icy embrace. Nineteen.
Yep.
The advantage is just brutal.
It's a killer.
4 points of con damage.
Okay. Oh my god.
Jesus. Okay.
Saint. Sword is flying at you once more. You're kind of crouched on the ground there. Right at the edge of this doorway. 21. 1 point of damage. Just kind of grazes off of your neck. And that's it for now. Goes to Saint. Something is right next to you. There's an open doorway to the north.
The issue is if I could get the backstab off, I could potentially at least do enough damage to like really hurt one of these things. I only do a D4 of fucking damage. So like, I don't know if I should be fighting this or like run into the room. Run into the room.
Run.
Fight. Run.
There's no fight.
Try and get the torch.
I mean, the torch
you have the best chance at the torch.
Torch is everything, but you have to get to me.
I don't even know where he is.
Yeah.
I'm so far away from him and it's still dark. I think
let me just throw out there. I think that finding him in the dark, unconscious, is an incredible long shot, and it didn't work out.
I'm conscious.
Yeah.
Now he's conscious. I think that it stands to reason you could very easily follow his voice in the dark.
Yeah. So where are you?
But
you
don't think you'd be stumbling around with random rolls.
But
she could be walking through two skeletons. 100%.
But that's the risk.
I think he's going to yell out. There's just so much noise happening, and like we just heard somebody fall. He still hasn't found Ellison. The torch is not lit. For all he knows, Ellison is dead. So
you heard he's up.
You said he was up.
Well, yeah. I was like, he's here. I found him.
Oh, right,
you
right.
would have heard, like, give me the torch. Check the torch.
Yeah, and I
can't get it on.
I brought him up.
I think Saint will shout out then, there's a room to the north. And he's going to just try to shove this creature in front of him and go into the room and slam the door on the creature.
You run in to the darkness, trampling like all sorts of debris underfoot, and you shut the door.
Wait, you're slamming the door?
I mean, yeah.
You called us to go in there, right?
Yeah.
He's, follow me! Sorry, I'm just doing the math here. So we're closed.
This
now.
Way?
It's
lock
not,
it.
But it's not
just
locked.
Remember,
it's not locked.
In here, quick! Boom!
It's not locked.
Or just leave
you
the
hear
open.
Several locks. Turn.
So the skeleton can come in?
Click, 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 click.
Sorry, the door's in a bad neighborhood.
No, he's just
What's
trying to...
What's the password?
He's trying to keep the skeleton away from him. He wants to just put something between them, but he says, there's a door to the north, and you hear it slam, and then he's going to...
Find your own door.
Everyone find a door!
Split up! Five separate rooms to lock yourselves in.
The incorporeal creatures won't be able to get through your door, maybe.
Would you allow me?
No.
No.
Attack the skeleton as I push it away? Like, try to stab it as I push it away or something?
Stab it as you push it away. Yeah, you could try. Like, give it like a... Ah! It's going to be with disadvantage just to try to push it, and then you can walk through and slam the door.
Okay. Do you want to leave the door open?
I want you to do whatever you want to do. I just want to make sure I heard you right.
Yes.
through the slam door, it's hard to hear what you actually want us to do.
It's hard to hear. Make out what you're
saying. I couldn't hear where we're supposed to go after you slammed the door on us.
All right, so you're just like, ah! Slam! Okay. Allison?
Let's go find the door!
Follow me!
You guys are so...
You got a door?
You guys are so obnoxious. I said, should I fight or run into the room? Did you think I was going to leave the door wide open and then run away?
We all go before the monster.
That seems to me the most basic thing. Way after you said follow me.
I didn't say follow me. I said there's a door to the north.
I have no problem with you closing the door. I just wanted to make sure that... Yeah, you...
I'm trying to light this fucking torch.
Good.
Please.
Good.
And I told you to follow
me. So wait, you're trying to light the torch?
Yes.
It's DC 15, and what's your dex bone?
Plus two.
So 13 or higher isn't crazy, Matthew.
Okay, let me just say, we need 13 or higher, because I need the same thing.
Okay.
I think we both bottle capped it. Four rolls. We didn't get it.
Okay, and is that the plan again here?
Well, I mean, no, not anymore. I'm separate from you.
Because this is your action.
This is my action. Natural five.
Fart sauce.
Come on, man.
Bart sauce! The big mistake I made, Matthew, was I did not change the die.
I know, I'm changing dice.
What was I thinking?
You want to do your chalk?
You want my gum die?
My big chalk-tacular boom!
You just need my gum die.
Oh my god, we are destined for death. Oh! No, you can't! Oh, all right, okay, hold on. Everybody shut up.
It's on a natural 18, but it is somewhat cracked.
It is somewhat cracked, but it is same rules as before.
Hold on.
Any slamming of this table will result in a natural 18. Any movement of the table.
Okay, Caddyshack rules.
Caddyshack rules. This has
precedent. Die or just the roll?
You hit the table. You hit the
table.
It is guaranteed to land on Natty 18.
Where do you hit the table?
Anywhere.
Joe?
Pick a... I can't. It hurts.
Well, don't ask Joe.
Wait, no.
You just gotta go like this.
18. Or 20. That dirty 20. First turn's on.
We
cheer and sing, and the torch comes out, and we see Pharaoh's dead body, and we're like, oh!
You're both singing Kenny Loggins, and then you scoop
Where's Saint?
Oh, shit.
Where's Saint? He lied about a room to the north.
Pharaoh dead?
Okay. The torch is on.
It's amazing to see the light again. I'm like, oh, and I can see all the enemies.
So there's a enemy, the enemy right next to me, the one that just tried to drain my soul. And there's a green knight to the north, presumably fighting another enemy up above. Getting to Saint's doorway is dicey.
Dicey and splicey.
Well, no, those are allies.
But there's presumably a enemy right next to him, between me and the door. So no matter which way you slice it, I have to go through.
You go south. You just start running. We're looking for other openings, right? Anything else.
You told me to follow you. All right.
Yeah, that's where I went.
South?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know where I am?
No, I can't see you.
Okay, I'm south and west.
Okay.
So I told you to follow me. Follow
I will
my voice.
Follow.
And there's not a ton of time left.
And
on
as soon as you go down another one, you'll see me.
Oh, yeah, guys. Torch is relit, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Now okay. You see me.
I see you. I'm going to get up to you, basically.
This way!
Yeah, I can get to this intersection. Okay.
You don't have to count. It's move near. Oh, the whole room is near. Come on, let's go. Troy already said it. All right, now. Troy.
Yeah.
Is it... We have this whole room now, right? The whole room is 8 pillars, correct?
Yes.
So that's it. That's the only way
that's
out.
That's the only
it's
way
the
out.
Room that Sane is in. Good to know.
Great.
Well, there's also the way you came.
Yes.
That's
yes.
hard to get to.
Which is open. Nobody closed that door.
Nobody closed that door.
Still open.
Okay.
Felt pointed.
That's
felt
my turn.
Pointed. Sometimes you close the door because you feel like it.
All right, so you run around...
Well, I'm going to stand at the intersection, basically.
Okay.
To kind of give Warwick a chance to get around, I guess.
All right, so how did you get there? Did you...
I went down south.
Okay.
West.
He went through a green knight space, assuming that we can call them allies okay. for the moment.
That's allowed. And you went down and around. Okay. Warwick.
Warwick is... Oh, man, this is tough, because if even when I go up here,
yeah.
I can see nothing. Because of all these pillars.
Do you want to retroactively move differently, Matthew?
Yeah, why don't you just move up
into this
toward
corner.
Where Sane is.
Right. And you see that there's an enemy,
there's an enemy
blocking right there.
Okay.
Is that incorporeal
that
or incorporeal?
No, that's a corporeal.
It's a corporeal?
Yeah.
Okay, then I move up to it and I will fight it. It's got to get out of my way. It's between us and any possible exit.
Okay. I mean, you're close here.
You're the one who can do it.
But now I'm going to have another round. If you can take this guy out, I can tell you this guy has been hit. And you've got a bottle cap.
And I've got an AWOL cap.
Or you could roll natural
AWOL.
20.
AWOL.
And he is...
And I don't have disadvantage for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
In it's... hours!
Come on.
Okay, this is going better than I... Well, I should... We've already lost.
All right.
Jesus. He just
better than
died.
I thought.
I don't have sensitivity.
A bit of a skewed perspective on things at the moment.
Okay, here we go. Got to take this guy out right now. There's no other option. Here we go. We go one. We go two. We go three.
I can't believe he's doing it.
Boom! Yes! 23!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yeah. So turn it into a crit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Have to.
I've awesome. Got to do it.
You sure you want to use that cap?
No. But I made the choice and then I threw it.
Okay.
He said it was already hit, but I don't know. I got to take it out. I can't do a minimum damage
my gum.
Situation. That's 10 points of damage.
And it's dead.
Yes!
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 It was already dead.
Okay.
If you only had one more move action to open that door, you'd
cuts
be
it
fine.
Down. I know, exactly.
And Ellison sees you strike it down and he goes, Porter Magnus!
Is that...
Wait a minute. I can move there. Right?
Move attack, move?
I don't think there's anything in Shadow Dark rules that say you can't move attack move.
I don't believe there is.
Yeah, yeah, you can move.
Yeah. So I'm just going to move up to the door.
Okay.
So that basically anything... I guess everything's incorporeal now, so it doesn't matter. But he's going to...
You're right outside.
Are you in there?
Yes!
Why'd you close the fucking door?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not notice the skeleton outside it?
He's dead.
It's dead now.
He's dead. Open it.
Oh, he's going to open the door in his turn.
Okay.
Which it is. Oh, no.
No.
No, it's mine.
Pharaoh's dead and every...
Yeah.
This is where it comes down to.
Okay. Let's go really separate the men from the boys here.
What's happening out there? Is it bad?
I mean, it's crazy.
It's horrible out here.
Allison, you're looking up there at Warwick, and you just see the pillar to the south.
What do you say?
For Dragnus.
No.
Oh.
Not today.
Okay, oh.
Now, no advantage. Single die. Life drain.
It's going to hit me.
No, he's not.
It's coming at Warwick. 13.
Oh!
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank God nice. There isn't a such thing as touch AC.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Okay.
Do the Green Knights get to act?
The Green Knights are...
Yeah.
Not very helpful.
Not no. fighting at all?
They are...
They might be confused.
I don't want to describe what's happening with them, but it's not something I haven't thought about, why they're not... aiding you
or interposing themselves,
yeah,
seizing the opportunity.
But
to
here's the thing: there's one corporeal enemy left because you just killed it, and it is there is no way that it can get to any of you without passing through the space of another.
So I would say thematically, it's like these green knights, they look back and you realize that they're really just a memory of an event that's already happened. They can't change their fate in this moment. And so they look at you and they're like, their visages start to like fall apart a little bit, but it's almost like they're doing a last stand against this knight to hold him back while you try and escape.
Cool. Okay.
And the one that killed Pharaoh is nowhere to be seen. Now, the thing is, based on the extent of your life, light, Ellison, I don't even know if you see Pharaoh's body. Not yet.
I think
when you step up, the light may extend there, and so we'll see what happens. So it goes to Saint.
And you can't see him? Oh, wait, because I'm the one with the light.
Saint is going to open the door.
Okay, light spills into that.
Oh, yeah, you were in a complete dark.
Light spills in because Ellison has.
I mean, some light.
A little bit of light, yeah. Yeah, you just see the floor is a mess. It looks like a broken barricade on the floor. Crossbow bolts, everything.
So somebody else had this exact idea and died in here.
Does Saint see anything immediately in like his view once he opens the door? Any enemies?
You don't see any enemies. You don't hear anything except the din of the battle into the south.
So he will just back up into the space. It's dark, I guess, but he'll just back up to make room. And he's like, hurry!
Okay, you go about 15 feet back, Allison. And you see that the room opens up behind you, but you can't see what's back there. You're just kind of like tripping over shit. So steadily walking back, Ellison.
Where's Pharaoh?
Ellison is going to fire off a magic missile at the thing next to
Tor. Oh.
Why not?
Okay.
Miss. Oh, I can't bottle cap it.
Wait, why?
I lose magic missile.
Wait, I can give you a bottle cap.
You sure?
I mean, he has advantage.
Right. You have advantage and you'd lose the magic missile.
I know.
It's like our old, I can't do much with my arrow.
She can't. Okay. Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
What's your bonus? It's plus three.
Plus three. I missed it by one.
Oop.
Okay, I got it with a natural 10, barely. Okay. Magic missile, and now...
Now D100.
My Cthulhu.
Oh, these are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They sure are.
45, never mind.
But at least you don't lose magic missile.
I don't lose magic missile.
Right.
It's amazing how many times we failed that roll.
The D100 roll.
D100.
And I'll rush into the room.
Whoa.
With Saint. Oh, it's a narrow hallway. It opens up into a small room. That has a door to the
sarcophagus
room and a door to the north, which may lead
go
back to
the north.
You know, our
it
way.
Leads back to the other just, room.
Yeah,
yeah.
All roads lead to the
vault.
Yeah,
the sarcophagus.
All right,
That's just a painting on the wall there.
Oh, it's not a door.
Mm-hmm. We stepped through the painting, but then the painting didn't look like the portal.
Yeah. In the original room.
Yeah.
I'm saying in our room, it's not a door
so
to the north.
So we're trapped in this room. There's no exit except the...
Oh, that's not a door. That's not a door.
It doesn't... It's just a painting, yeah.
Well, this was our strategy. Hole up in a small room, take out the non-corporeal.
Yep.
Wait, and make our stand.
Okay.
It's your turn, Orr.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, I will... Did we ever see Pharaoh? Did the light ever splash?
Let me go back. Put him back and see. Yeah. Yes. So right there before you
all
slide
the way
through.
Out of the exit.
All right. So when Ellison fires a magic missile and then rushes through the door and catches a glimpse as he calls out, he's like, "Pharaoh, let's go!" and catches a glimpse as he turns the corner. And then,
do you see that he's not breathing?
I don't think I would see him that far away, but also he's slumped on the ground, unconscious, and I know we have no ability to heal.
Ugh.
I mean, I could rush over. I feel like I would. Like I'm already in motion, right?
Yeah.
He's looking across. Mark is looking across at Pharaoh. He sees the body down, unmoving, but only for a split second before he's thinking, maybe we can go around the other way. Fine. Back way.
Mark!
Because there's enemies between us and Pharaoh right now.
Close the door!
Damn it! And he backs up and closes the door. And moves back into the room with Saint and Ellison.
Fuck.
We're trapped in this room.
We're trapped.
Sardines.
But the strategy is wait for the non-corporeal things to come in, get rid of those, and then we can work on the corporeal stuff, including the big guy.
Okay. Roll a d6 right now.
Yeah, I just don't know that we can stand and fight. But I guess we have to defeat the big knight in order to get out of here.
That's the only thing.
That's what I think, because it's like the magic thing.
Wait, there is a room we did not open, right? No.
Yeah, we opened every room. Yep. I think he was the epicenter of the anti-magic field. I think defeating him or getting or convincing him to let this moment go, pass on, whatever. But for, I think, limiting the number of enemies.
There are broken shields in here, smashed pews, overturned stone coffers, this makeshift barricade that has been splintered in half, crossbow bolts all embedded in the stone, broken. Clearly, not unlike you, a last stand took place here and did not hold. Hold the line! Some of those ghostly visages yelled. You stand in this room, staring at the door, waiting for something to come, wondering if maybe even Pharaoh could hear his voice yelling. It's nothing. Silence. We'll be back right after this break.
Hey, I'm Ashley, host of Crime Salad, and every week my husband Ricky joins me as my partner in crime. We know the true crime space is crowded, so we skip the loud, bubbly small talk and get straight to the facts of the most gripping cases. If you want to see what we're all about, check out our recent two-parter deep dive, She Saved Him, Can You Save Her?, covering the baffling Rebecca Zahau case. If you want a true crime podcast that feels authentic and respects the details, come check us out. Search Crime Salad wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.
Look, there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly, Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan. Casting what-ifs, backstage stories, and much more. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Everyone but me peed.
I didn't pee.
I peed in fear.
Peed in fear.
No pee buddies.
Fear pee.
Fear pee. What are you doing with that sword?
What are you doing with that sword?
Oh, I'm just thinking about using it on someone. Okay. Old friend of mine.
Having an old friend for dinner.
Having an old friend for dinner.
Clever girl.
You have come into this space, ran into the blue light to avoid the machinations of a mad
mage?
Priest, a mad mage of the Green Knight. Left that room with the five ominous statues of perhaps former Green Knights. Looking over you, you entered this space, you fought an ooze, you found this room where they were working on some sort of magic and grabbed those notes and then it kept going and you look down, there's some stuff down here, a lot of scorch marks on the walls, just again, more signs of a battle, a last stand where the Green Knights seem to be just wiped out. And then you go back to the middle and you find a sarcophagus of perhaps one of the greatest Green Knights of all time. It just has that feel like this is a protected place. Someone special is here. bones everywhere. As you enter the room, the sarcophagus gets disturbed. This great night rises up, and that energy alone animates some of the bones and turns into these warriors that go incorporeal, steal your very life away. You run and they chase you through the walls and chase you directly into another repeating memory of this siege of Meyer Castle, where green knights were trying their best to hold against these intruding knights. And then you had to fight these enemies. And in that battle, one of them reached through and stole the last bit of life essence from Pharaoh. You have retreated to the north, shutting a door, knowing that these incorporeal creatures can just come right through. And as you wait, nothing happens. That din of battle disappears as well. But the only way out is to go back into that room or into the room with the sarcophagus, as far as you can tell. The Seeker, nowhere in sight. Pharaoh, he wasn't breathing.
Was he?
Do we think...
he wasn't.
Do we think that the knight in the sarcophagus is Sir Idris?
No, because Sir Idris is not of the... he doesn't wear the same armor, right? In the painting?
No, he wasn't. He was... So Sir Idris had a theory. Remember, we found those notes and said, yeah. Does this support Sir Idris's theory?
That what do you know? What do you know?
He's in a sarcophagus, which suggests notes. He would be dead before this battle happened.
I'm going to my notes. A message from a castle desk. Growing disturbances beneath the earth... Saint Taragnus, a woman saint, has statues defaced the High Council of the Green Knights. The trolls report growing disturbances beneath the earth.
Patrols, I don't think.
Oh,
trolls.
Patrol. Did I really?
Our friends, the trolls.
Our friends, the trolls.
I was shocked to read the trolls.
They've done recon for us.
I type as
one
we
was
talk.
Called Poppy.
Sometimes I mistype. Patrols report growing disturbances beneath the earth. Hammering or mining noises. Our scouts discovered ancient gates broken open from within. No mark of any known clan. The tunnels were filled with heat and sulfur smells. I fear something has awakened in the deepest parts of the world. Perhaps this validates Sir Yidris's theory. I fear he is wrong. So a green knight was writing to the High Council of the Green Knights.
This is like a log, right? It was from a journal, basically.
Perhaps it... I guess he could be Saint Idris, but to me that... Sir Idris. To me that reads that Sir Idris was not... maybe he was part of the Green Knights.
When you looked at the paintings, what did you see? Do you remember? This painting seemed to depict the former leaders.
Paintings of knights. Timlis, Tableton, Sir Renway, Flood.
Of course, he was one of the great ones.
Sir Idris.
Yeah, Sir Idris was a leader.
Yeah, Sir Idris was.
Unless it's Sir Renway Flood, in which case I want to be like, cool name, bro.
Renway Flood.
So this was this Saint Idris before he was canonized.
That's my theory. I wonder if we address him by his name.
Saint?
Sir Idris.
So this is complicated, right? In what your characters know is that it appears that Sir Idris was a leader of the Green Knights. Mm-hmm. The, perhaps, last leader. There was no other painting after that, but also no statues to Sir Idris anywhere. Now, having looked at Cursed Scroll, you know that there is something called the Knights of Saint Idris.
But yeah. Might our characters know that too? Like, it's a character class in the world.
I would say it's fair to say that hanging around Marin's Hold, or maybe even during the war, you heard about this
Order
of Knights of Saint Idris. So, but is Idris a name like Tom?
Yeah, was my other question.
Marin was very common. Maybe, but this just seems too strange.
Now, just so I understand in character, because I think Saint would know better than me trying to follow this in my own brain, the timeline of like this painting of Sir Idris and the attack on the castle, if he was the last one and they got attacked, why would he be in a proper tomb? Like, wouldn't he just be dead with all the other knights in the fight to save the castle if he was the last leader?
That's what I was just saying. Like, did he die? And then the battle happened, you know, then had they not elected a new leader, if they had they not done the painting, like all that takes time.
Like he died first, they put him in a tomb because he was like the best ever had.
Yeah.
And then they didn't pick a new leader yet? Or
they didn't.
Who are all the skeletons though?
the other people
in his tomb.
The people who attacked the castle.
Yeah, the battle might have. They did. They were enemies. They were not.
But I wonder if he killed them.
The guy, and then crawled into a sarcophagus.
If he killed them as an undead, you're saying he came.
What if he killed them and could never escape this place?
That's interesting.
I don't understand.
What if he slayed these enemies and then could never escape this place?
But why does he have a tomb built to him?
Because he's the commander.
He built it, I'm saying.
Like, as an undead or when he was alive?
When he was alive. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just confused about the timeline. Like,
I think, here's my theory. I think this is Sir Idris.
Should ask Jared. Very funny thing, whenever we bring up the timeline, he's like, timeline doesn't matter. And I'm always like, time matters. When things happened matters.
That's why I'm so fucking confused.
Yeah, also remember that skeletal knight said the blood of Taragnus flows through me still.
Yeah. Which one was that?
That was the one that came out of the sarcophagus.
The antlered, crazy.
The blood of Taragnus flows through me still. Is that a Idris thing to say?
I mean, he belongs to the
knight.
Order of St. Taragnus, the Green Knight.
He said, what was the thing you wrote down that he said?
He said, none shall pass while the forest still stands. I think he is the forest, right? He is a Green Knight. Like
the Green Knight.
While the forest still stands. So the forest is still standing. Just help me with context. Is a good thing in that sense.
I think we like Taragnus.
He wants the forest to stay standing.
I think he's saying, I am the forest and none shall pass while I am still standing. I and my, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
pass to where?
Back out of the crypt.
This place doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
I think, so here's
the
my
pocket dimension out of.
Yeah. Here's where I'm going with this. I don't think we're going to get out of this pocket dimension until we either defeat him or allow him to let us pass. So I'm wondering if we go in there and we start off by trying to address him as Sir Idris. Maybe his name, his name being spoken to him,
will bring him back.
Will be enough to kind of shake him out of something. Or
we tried before, didn't we? I mean, he saw what I was wearing. He saw what I was holding.
You didn't
came
call
at
him.
Me just the same.
You didn't call him by his name.
And also, if the threat came from within, that's my thing. If there's a Sir Idris theory and there's another theory within the same aura, that would support the Skid Schism theory.
And I don't want a metagame, but like Saint Idris, the Knights of Saint Idris are like cursed, I think. Like something happened, something bad happened. And I wonder if it was this sort of infighting or something. Like, I don't know. That's way more.
Is that in this? This is so meta. I love it. I love being meta. Is that in this cursed scroll, that class?
No, it's in the next one.
Yes, no, it's
not. It's in this.
Oh, it's in one.
All right, so this is.
Wait, it's in one?
This is the Jonsky. This is telling you the story.
In this case, the Jonsky.
Of Saint Idris.
Knight of Saint Idris. Yeah, it's in the
story.
Can we try this?
I say yes.
Well, yeah, but turn on the torch and then like.
Who's got the highest charisma left?
I mean, I have a negative one.
The torch is going on.
Oh my God, it's almost gone.
I know. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
What are we saying in this room? Saying like.
Please let us pass.
I'm saying to each other.
Yeah, I think Ellison's going to present his theory. I think that's Sir Idris.
Running low on light.
If we address him directly, perhaps. Otherwise, I think we have to defeat him to get out.
We'll be ready to fight. If it doesn't work, we fight our way out. We go back to the painting. Where's the seeker?
What's your charisma?
Zero.
What about this painting?
Well,
then you're the most interesting of us.
You do the talking.
I already knew that. Thank you very much, Warwick.
What about
all right,
this?
So you're going to address him with respect. Say, Sir Idris, we come here in peace. We come here to put your soul to rest. Please, with respect, we have assisted you in
we come here to
battle. Please.
To rebuild
yeah,
the legacy
yeah,
of the Green
Knights
at the castle.
I was in the war just like you. I know how to grovel to a higher captain.
Fine. Let's do it.
You're mad at us for? You're the one that slammed the door in our face.
I'm bleeding from my neck and my head.
And my soul is bleeding.
Pharaoh is dead.
I can't even carry my iron spikes.
Torch is burning. Let's go.
Did you bring iron spikes in here instead of another torch?
I had to leave them outside. I couldn't carry them anymore.
Let's go, please.
I'm going to the door.
Right. He really doesn't want us to do this.
We don't have any other choice.
You want to try and talk to this.
I would like to stealth open the door again to the sarcophagus.
Sydney. We
Sydney!
Have light. They do not.
No, I'm just joking.
No time for jokes.
Jokes out of the room.
My friend Sydney told a funny joke today.
Jokes out of the room. Shut up. Let's go back into the sarcophagus room and
what
try.
What about?
Or just sneak around?
The only other thing I'll say before we go.
What are you shaking your head for? We don't have any other option.
We do. What's the painting?
All right, let's look at the painting. I look at the painting. I try to walk through the painting.
Is the painting a way out?
No. I try to walk through the painting.
Is the painting a portal? Did you not mention that?
What do you do with the painting?
I walk into the painting.
I want to examine. Look at this, Allison. You're smarter than I am. Look at this. There's...
I can't detect magic. But
why put a painting here now?
Who's on the painting?
The painting is of a very tall, resplendent knight.
It's this knight.
With antlers?
There is no antlered helm. He's not wearing a helm. If he was posing for this painting, he was not helmed. And the name under the painting is Dorman Taragson.
Dorman?
Son of Taragnus.
Son of Tarag.
Oh, Taragson, son of Tarag.
Nis.
Taragnuson.
All right, well, maybe
this is for a girl. Son is for a boy.
So perhaps this is him.
All right, we asked then maybe for addressing Sir Dorman Taragson.
While you're examining the painting, you realize that there is a secret door behind it.
Yes!
Okay, great.
Exactly, the
Saint,
painting!
Yeah, Saint, like, moves painting the frame. Painting. Moves the frame or something.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Knew it!
Oh, but wait, this goes right back to
check this door for traps.
Okay. Yeah, Saint, we'll check this
better than anything
next
else.
Door for traps.
It's another hidden door that was in that original room.
Oh, cool.
Another painting or another hidden door?
No, from this side, it's just an obviously a hidden door that opens.
Yeah, he opens it, and then it's like, what, a stone wall on the other side?
You open it, and the seeker is standing right there.
How did you... What are you doing here?
Quiet.
Lower your voice.
Covers
found
his mouth.
A secret door.
We don't have time.
Where have you been?
This is our last torch.
Allison is going to go to the painting that we stepped through.
Okay.
Just examine it. See if there's anything that might suggest we can get back out through this way.
Perhaps it's another secret.
You check it. There is no secret door behind it. There's no nothing. You shake it. You move it.
That's the thing. I don't know any other way to get out of this.
Seeker, we either need to find a way out or we need to speak with this knight and get his blessing.
Saint grabs
the torch. Is running low.
Seeker.
It's going.
Where were you?
You told me to run out of the room. I ran. I ran to the north, and then I kept going around. And then by the time I turned back, it was darkness, and I heard fighting. I just fled. I came to this room, and I've been waiting here the whole time. Where's Pharaoh?
He pushes you back.
Pharaoh has fallen.
Fallen?
And he looks at Ellison for the first time because nobody actually said it yet.
You saw him.
I don't think he was breathing. You left him in there. A son of a kid.
We're trying to work our way around. But there was no other way to go. Perhaps you can help him. Perhaps you can find a connection again to Geet.
We should rest. We should hole up in here and regain our senses.
We have no torch. You have any torches on you?
We have no light.
No,
I didn't bring any torches?
But he can.
I grab him by the lapels.
Shh,
quiet. If he sleeps, he could regain the ability to bring light forth.
I have the ability to cast light. If we rested and nothing molested us in here, we could go in with light.
They seem to be uninterested in pursuing us now.
But what is the plan? We're going to go back into the room with that creature. You saw the way it looked at us. It is not of its right mind.
I agree.
Must either defeat it or make it see. Bring it back to.
Saint is like feeling the wall frantically for additional secret doors on the north wall, just like feeling around.
I said ask for secret doors in every room in this place, and I never asked in this room.
Yeah, I was waiting for you.
On one fucking room.
I was waiting.
You dummy!
We're excited to tell you there's a secret door.
I know. It would have been a fun way to go, too, around into that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Always ask.
All right, so the idea is rest in dark, in total darkness.
And try to barricade these two doors.
You could go into that other room with those broken pieces of the barricade and at least try.
Where you just were.
Yeah, and pull it in there, or even barricade yourself in there. But this is not going to stop incorporeal haunts. But right now, it's been a few minutes and nothing has come after you. They got the soul they wanted.
I think probably this is there's only, I guess it's no difference. More room in here. Still going to have to bottleneck. But yeah, let's see if we can like pull stuff in from the other room, barricade the doors in here.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll rest in complete darkness.
Yeah.
Risk. Right. So you take some time, you drag in all these broken chunks, shields, wood, and you ptkunk, shut this door. Saint comes near. Ptkunk, shut this door.
I'm holding onto the torch like Marion.
Lindy, the torch is going out.
Yeah, just watching the last vestiges of flame just flicker.
Just watch them.
We
flicker.
All just like huddle around it
until.
Oh my god! He still got me, you son of a bitch. I was watching it go out.
Bathed in darkness. No torch. No light. No pharaoh. What's the watch?
Oh my god.
Saint will watch first.
Seeker says, I'll.
We consume a ration.
I'll stay up with you. Thank you.
I hope you got your own rations. Next time,
marmalade, some torches.
The hell is in his pockets? What could he possibly be carrying?
I'll stay up with Saint.
I'm exhausted. Please, just shout if anything comes, I'll jump back up. But
yes, rest.
And he's taking off his armor, setting the chainmail down, removing the helm of the Green Knights and the gauntlet.
Could we say that as we were building the barricade, can I take another look at those arcane implements that I pulled from the, like, that spellcasting, see if I can roll and see what they are now that before the torch
takes some
out.
More time.
What is this thing that you keep?
It's a fidget. I'm trying not to type too much while we're recording.
Oh, that's nice. Could that's a fun little fidget.
Yeah, right?
Look at
that.
Cool.
I want one.
I type a lot, too.
And you bring fidgets for all of us.
Natural, too. I'll check tomorrow.
Well, there's no light. It's hard to even look at them.
Well, I did it before the torch went out.
So you're just sitting in darkness. Seeker's like... Someday.
And you just hear like a rip of salted beef that Saint is consuming as his ration.
What's that, salted beef?
And
sounds like salt.
You can't see, or maybe you can just make out, you know, like outlines, like our eyes have adjusted to the dark. And you can see that Saint just kind of like turns away from the Seeker.
Sorry, I'm not quite good in these circumstances. I never really learned the fine art of presiding over more somber occasions. I am a celebrant of life. Not good with the other part.
What are you good with? What is it that you actually do? You can't wield a weapon. You say your connection to Geed is severed. Pharaoh was the only one.
You're still alive, aren't you?
No thanks to you. Where were you?
I was looking for you and...
Yeah, looking for us.
Went to the north and...
And we weren't there, so you stayed.
Well, you're alive. You don't think maybe my presence has something to do with it? That's what you hired me for.
I knew magic wielders like you. In the war. Cowards. And he spits on the ground.
Right on Ellison's
face. Right on Ellison's
face. Big, like,
Ellison jumps up.
Full of salted beef loogie right on your face.
Ellison jumps up and assumes he's under attack and fires off a burning hand. Kills everyone.
Oh, momentarily illuminating the room.
Momentarily to watch them all fry.
Watch your friends die.
Look at that. Oh.
Oh, God.
What I do isn't magic. So, fie on them. My powers are something else, and I'm just having trouble accessing them. I feared that Pharaoh's deepening connection would perhaps lead to his undoing, but I am sad to see him go. There's a lot of potential in him, just like you.
You can talk all you want about your piety. I never wanted you here. I'm just getting my money's worth. And honestly, I should have paid less for what I'm getting. You've been useless this entire time, telling us how to live our lives, telling us about our own faith, how strong yours is in comparison. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Buyer's remorse. That's common. Well, I'm not offended. Sure that after a good night's sleep, we'll perhaps think more clearly. Or at least mind your tongue.
I hired you, not the other way around. You can leave any time you want. And if you don't want to fight, and you don't want to protect the people that we're with, then I suggest you do leave. Because you don't have a place here with us then.
I will not be lectured at Leoric. When you are safely in a bed somewhere, you may think I had nothing to do with it. You may think Geed has abandoned you. But know this. He is watching. He is here. And he works in mysterious ways. I think I'll get some rest.
Yeah, why don't you? You've had a pretty hard day.
I have. This room is particularly dusty, as you well know. Good night, Mr. Beckett.
Good night, Rowan. And you hear another, like, rip of this salted beef. And, later in the night during Saint's watch, no one is awake, but you do hear these sort of, like, light echoes of sniffling. As he's just rubbing his eye continually, trying not to cry.
And this aforementioned dusty room. Then eventually, Ellison takes over. Warwick. And the Seeker comes for the final shift. And you wake up, having not heard a peep.
And all our hit points and our con damage is healed.
All con damage.
Yep. Yeah.
All stat damage.
Whew. Seeker will try to get off a light spell.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're just going to go back to sleep.
Right. We'll make sure we keep our circadian rhythm intact. Made it.
Do you have to... Whoa. Jeez.
Oh, Jesus.
Start the time.
Do we have to... I hate to say it. Do we have to do the D100, or is that gone now?
Oh, shit.
That thing is still alive.
29.
You can try to cast it again.
You can try to cast it again.
Yes, so.
And Satan is just
happening down here.
Watching
just
him.
Punches the wall.
The creature. The undead knight. He's creating an anti-magic field. Rowan.
Yes, I know. Just give me a second.
Connection is there. Just push through. Push through.
Okay. Made it, but 91.
Whoa. Here, can you put that back between you and Skid? So we move it right on initiative.
Yeah.
We don't forget.
All right. Now, what's our plan? Go back to fight this thing?
So, yeah, Troy, if you wouldn't mind putting the light
on. Hey, whoa, so bright. Yeah, I think we have to go back.
Back where to?
Sarcophagus room.
And I think we should go back through the south and then to the east. Through the door that we didn't use last time. Just as maybe an element of surprise.
Well, limit the number of rooms we have to pass through.
That's also true.
Seeker, we've explained to you the situation, what we think this creature is, who he is. Could you maybe speak on our behalf?
Speak to it.
Try to get through to it. If it doesn't work... we'll fight it. But maybe, just maybe, it can be reasoned with.
Did you see the look in its eyes? I was just peering past all of you. I'm happy to try. I just feel like...
But it seems...
the fool's errand.
It seems like it had a mission in life.
one that we would agree with. One whose side we're on. It seems best to at least try. But if we can't, then I understand.
I could attempt to turn it, as Pharaoh did, but...
It would be of help, too.
I know of something that powerful would even...
Your connection to Geed is sound.
Because I can turn on the lights?
Yes.
I just can't believe that he's totally gone.
It is not an interruption of your faith. It's simply a bit of magic. And we can defeat this with your help. This is our only option.
I can try.
That's all we ask.
And Satan is just like staring daggers at him as you guys are being so kind.
As we send him to face a... All right, we're gonna go to the south.
Go to the south through secret door.
Pull down the barricade, go down
to the barricade.
Door. Hey, Rowan, I'm sorry, Rowan, you have the light. You have to go first.
Oh, yeah. Go this way.
Oh, boy. Go to the door, to the...
So we just...
sarcophagus.
We knock.
I think we just open it.
And we need to see if he is Dorman Taragson.
Dorman Taragson.
Do I open with a parlay? Do I just try to cast a spell?
All right. I'll do it.
Do what?
Try to speak to it.
It's your
try to meet it on its terms.
If it moves to attack, turn it.
If it moves to attack me, yes. Turn it.
Okay. He moves out of the way.
Actually, you have the light. You still have to come with me.
Oh, sorry.
Please open the door. Please. It's very easy to give players that control. I believe that they can handle it.
No, not my place. There'd be doors opening left and right.
Hey, what's it here? Oh, don't go in there on your own.
I didn't mean to click that open.
With the door open and the light flooding in, Oark is going to slowly walk in, sword and shield in hand.
Seeker's behind you, fingers splayed in a defensive position.
And he's going to say, Dorman Taragson! Show yourself.
The sarcophagus lid slides to the side. Once more, clawed skeletal hand reaches over, pulls up, and stands there. Who disturbs the honored dead? You carry the scent of ash on you.
I carry the arms of the Green Knights of Taragnus. I carry with me their memory.
Blasphemer! You are no Green Knight!
I seek to put them to rest and see that all that they stood for holds again in the mortal world. I'm here to see it done.
Those of you who came to corrupt me, I laid to waste. Why should I not do the same to you? You are no Green Knight.
I come not to corrupt you. I come as a willing ally, a pupil, one who wishes to take up arms against those who would curse and demean the forest. I stand to cleanse it of its taint.
Don't. Don't. This is a serious game.
It's a serious roleplay.
It's a serious moment.
I didn't even want to say it.
Let it go.
But I had to.
Yeah.
Could have chosen.
Anything about...
Who spoke of my dirty taint? Yeah. For it does need cleansing. For thousands of years, this dingleberry has lingered.
The thousand-year dingleberry.
Crusted over it. It nags at me evermore.
I bear a holy bidet. I have brought it across the lands to cleanse your taint.
runs away.
He just puts his ass in the air.
Oh, now I see why he's so angry. Thousand year corrupted.
Dingleberry will do what must be done.
Do what he asks.
Do what he says.
All right, I feel like it needs some sort of a check here.
Yeah.
It needs some sort of a check. Does anybody want to chime in to perhaps aid Warwick in his speech here?
I think
what would Pharaoh say?
I don't know what Pharaoh would say.
He would have been pretty helpful.
He would have been very helpful.
Yeah.
Ellison will say something.
We lost our charisma with him.
Yeah. Ellison will say, "The bravery of the Green Knights of Taragnus is a story that has yet to be told in these lands. This story needs to be told now more than ever as the forces of evil descend across the countryside."
"And why did you come to corrupt me?"
And you see he's reliving like a memory and is mixing you up with the people that came in here.
Yeah, and he goes, see us for who we are, not for the horrors that have reached you in the past. Live now in this moment.
He's just, he's listening, but he's having trouble understanding what his reality and what you're saying. You're convincing him, but it's very complicated. It's kind of like Viggo the Carpathian when he's like, at the end when he's trying to like come out. What do you say, Saint?
I think Saint would add on, kind of more quietly, like you guys.
I love that song.
Pharaoh has reached him from beyond the grave.
Pharaoh would say, "Busted makes me feel good."
Yes.
I think Saint more quietly adds in, "And we only wish to leave you in peace. Return to your castle. We came through in a portal. We don't mean to be here. We only want to get back safely."
And cleanse this castle of the evil that still haunts it.
"I will cleanse it myself as I did before."
And he points at these bones that begin rattling, slowly starting to assemble. Like he's just like,
"You're not clutching them, you're rusty giving sword. Them power. You're bringing them back."
Seeker is ready to fucking go. He's looking at you, looking for the signal. Do I do it?
No! Hold!
All right, let me get a charisma check with a +4.
Oh, charisma check with a +4.
You got a -1 to this?
I have a -1, so it's a net +3.
Okay. Okay.
Pretty good.
Still pretty good.
Not bad.
And I don't have a cap.
Do you have a cap?
Nope. I gave mine to you.
Skid has a cap.
I have a cap.
Oh. Posthumous cap.
Well, we don't need it yet because natural 20 is coming.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Obviously. Here we go. Come on.
Is this Dorman Taraxin himself?
Yes.
In the bone.
In the bone?
Is him in the bone? The timing.
Cap?
I have to cap it. There's no way. It was an 11. There's no way an 11 is going to be a success. No. I don't think Troy
it's
had
being
an easy success.
Quite clearly telegraphed that this is going to be a difficult.
But this is kind of fitting. It's as if all the time you spent with Pharaoh, his soul, his memory is infused into you in this moment that you are able to speak through.
Yes.
Don't let Pharaoh down.
Come on, Pharaoh.
Like you've let the audience down.
Stop!
Also your friends.
Also your friends, family.
He hasn't let them down yet. Look, give him a chance.
Give him a chance to let them down.
Come on, Pharaoh. Help us from... You know, one of the spirits in this very room really took Pharaoh's soul. So somewhere in here, I feel like it is fighting to be heard. I feel like his soul is, before it crosses over to Geed, is sending one final message. Believe them.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on. Come on. 14.
14.
Better.
It's better. It's better. That's with the +4.
That's with the +3.
I mean, story-wise, you just want it to work.
Yeah.
You just want it to work, but...
You set it at DC 15.
It's not quite. I did set it at DC 15 in my head.
It's very painful.
It's not. It's
you know,
not
there
quite
is
convincing enough.
There is a... believe it's this, is it the Seer class from the Curse Scroll, one of the Curse Scrolls, that they have an ability that when you use a luck token, it grants you a bonus to your roll.
That's fun.
Oh, that's so, if perhaps I come back as a Seer.
That's what Eric played.
Yeah.
Yes, right. So I'm just saying, perhaps so from beyond the grave, a Pharaoh bottle cap carries with it just a hint.
Just like, a plus one.
Just a plus one.
Prophetic,
not much.
A prophetic plus one.
Here's what I will do. The Seeker didn't try it out.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
And I think it would be more thematically appropriate if the Seeker, just like in this moment, seeing you struggle, just kind of closes his eyes and tries as hard as he can to commune with Geed, to commune with the spirit he knows to be Geed. It may have differed from what Pharaoh believed.
There was interpretation, yeah.
And Pharaoh speaks through the Seeker in this moment. So, be Pharaoh, you could lend Joe that plus one from beyond through the Seeker's mouth.
Okay. You must listen to reason. You have been here too long. You have kept your watch for too many years, my friend. Let go. Here at the end, let go.
It's thrashing of the bones, or rattling, reforming into these shapes.
I take your place.
And from the northern portion of the room, the wall begins to glow with this holy light and slides open to reveal a deeper chamber. And from that chamber, you just see, sort of backlit by the light that is emanating out of that room, five figures.
Right.
Five ghostly figures, and they say, "You may now rest, Taraxon." And he's like, "Ah!" Gets pulled back in the sarcophagus. The lid slams shut. The bones hit the ground, and you're all just sort of blinded by this light as five ghostly figures step forward. Three men. Two women, one of them is blindfolded and holding a lantern. One has a giant sword, like held like this, like he's ready to attack. One with a bow and arrow, and you realize it's all these people you saw from the paintings.
Former commanders.
It's all the statues you saw upstairs.
Sir Renmai Flood?
It is their ghostly forms, and one of them steps forward and says, "I am Sir Renmai Flood."
Yes!
And we'll see you next week.
I can't. That flew.
I can't believe that's the end.
Yeah. Gosh.
Did we even take a break in the middle?
I don't remember.
Yes, we did. We had to pee.
We did.
Oh, my God.
That Skid.
Flew.
Oh, Skid.
Sorry. Hey, great final moment.
Yeah.
You could tell that wasn't the Seeker's.
That's our first death.
Yeah.
That's the accident.
First death.
First death.
Yeah. Oh. What app was it?
29.
Way more than.
Oh, I counted wrong. 29.
29 eps, good buddy.
Wow, almost 30 eps.
As is tradition.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Ox Venture, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, we're Meg Bashwiner.
And Joseph Fink.
Of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer-rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.